Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show.
How you doing, friend?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm in my mom. This was going to be my mom's bedroom. One thing that whenever my mom was hospitalized mm-hmm. or when she went to visit my sister, I would always change things quickly because it was much easier to fix things or get new rugs or, you know, do all these little things that we needed to do for her mm-hmm. while she wasn't there. You know?
Yeah.
So we had talked a long time ago about her and my son switching rooms because my son was, there's no closet in this one. It's very tiny and he was outgrowing it and his feet were sticking off the bed and all that stuff. So he was going to take her room, which had a double bed in it and a closet. And she was just going to live here and have a little mm-hmm. single bed, which is plenty for her. And that was that. And so after she died, I didn't get that thing where you go sit in the person's room and just take in their essence like I did with my dad. Like I was in his den. I was like crying in his den, you know?
Wow.
And that was important, you know? And so okay. now, like I already kind of changed it. So when I would go in here, she hadn't seen it yet, you know, and so she hadn't lived in it. I just moved her shit in here. And so it didn't feel like her. And my son had already taken over her room aesthetically. I either shit everywhere.
Right.
There's drawings everywhere. So it just felt like, oh, I'm not even going to get that, you know?
Right.
But you know, oh, well, it's a minor problem in life. So this week, I took a lot of her stuff out, almost all of it, and put it in suitcases. I'm not throwing anything away for like a year. I'll just figure it out. She has like a million house dresses. So there's the one that was the least annoying to me. So that hangs like a jersey, like a Hall of Fame jersey.
Like a jersey
in this little den. And there's a few more things that are her, like they're her canes over here and stuff that I'll get rid of at some point. But for now, I just needed to take this thing out of my bedroom. So I just had a little more space in my bedroom and, you know, kind of turn this back into what this originally was my little office room
when
I first moved here before my mom moved in.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I came to drop off some cards for you.
That was so cool. Two shipments of cards from Patreon Patreon people. So nice.
Yes, from fans. Very sweet. And then your screen door, I mean, your screen door was open and I yelled for your son. I yelled your name and no one answered. And I was like, well, this doesn't feel super
I can't believe you didn't check to see that we weren't murdered inside.
Well, what I did was
have you ever seen a horror movie? Come on, Jackie.
I have not on purpose. And so I got into my car and I was driving around thinking you were just walking the puppy around. And I ran into your son walking down, galumphing down the street like the giant man child.
I know.
Was like, is that man? His son? And he's got to be 6 feet tall now.
More than that, and he has leg hair and, you know, a little baby mustache.
He's an enormous man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, he could not fit in here. It just didn't work.
Is he still 13?
Yeah, 13 and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There's a lot of hair too because of the quarantine. There's been no haircuts.
I know. He's half Hispanic, mm-hmm. and the Hispanic part of him doesn't have like a lot of leg hair. So it's interesting to see my dad crop up in certain ways in my son. It's kind of cool. So the leg hair and the hair is just. Color, but the density
super curly and big.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just growing on the top of his head.
Sure. Thank God.
He's very healthy. Very healthy.
Yeah.
Seems like he has a nice pelt.
That's a new way to describe my son, and I accept it.
And there's been that's Kyle shaking off the pitch.
And I don't like describing a young man's nice pelt. Feels like we should all go to jail.
Yeah, how come we can still podcast and D'Elia's been canceled, Jackie? Now explain that.
Someone was talking to me about canceled and Me Too'd and how those are to use them as descriptive words were somehow worse. And I was like, I'm over them entirely. I'm over hashtags almost entirely.
Well, here's the thing, like you just lose fans if they don't like what you did, you know? So like with Joey Diaz.
I'm living that. Yes.
Joey Diaz probably gained fans from the whole retweeting of that clip, because the people that didn't like that clip weren't listening to him anyway. No. And the people that hadn't seen it, but they love pissing off SJWs, were like, oh my God, I have an uncle, you know? And it's like a lot of guys out there don't have uncles, I guess. And they need an uncle. So they got their Uncle Joey, and fine, that's good for them. That's their content and all that stuff.
It looks like you got like 40,000 new followers, by the way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think I was around 70 when my mom was alive, and now it's a little over 100.
So. I thought you were at like 50, and I think you were at 90.
It was creeping up during, during as the election year. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But just slowly, just normal Twitter creeps. You know, nothing.
Yeah.
I expect to lose most of who I got. But
you can't kill someone every week.
Whoa! I thought we agreed that she died of natural causes. excuse me. The story is COVID. Stay on the script, please.
I have to say that last week, because there's been a lot of comments, you know, because I post on Wednesday, I post this Zoom video on the YouTube and on and clips, because Jed does our Instagram, the Jackie and Laurie Instagram, and he takes video clips and captions them, and it's amazing.
Oh, and so nice.
The comments on that, I've been getting comments, and a lot of people are like, did you guys think that maybe the podcast was haunted? And I was like, did you listen to the podcast? It was called The Haunted Podcast. Are you not paying attention? And I thought about saying that it was haunted probably 3 or 4 minutes before you said it was haunted. But I held back. It's the pause of riffing that comedians might want to look into, because I thought it might have hurt your feelings. And then you said it 3 minutes later, so I essentially gave you that laugh.
That's look how bitter you are, holding on to this resentment for a week.
For a whole week. I know.
You're truly a headliner, Jackie.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
What shirt are you wearing?
It says humankind, be both, which is ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
And I think I bought it. I must have been, I know, I was in D.C., and Maria was doing that joke. It's on her special on Amazon about you can't wear shirts like this.
Uh-huh.
and then not get called on it to be those things.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I did a Rush Tickets show with her last night.
So tell me all about this. It sounded crazy.
It was crazy because it's one of those shows where I think they have their own video platform that they're all – and they have a giant chat. So what you do, for $15, you buy the show.
Mm-hmm. And then you're saying Rush Tickets has its own platform.
I think so. Okay. Even though it got pushed there from Zoom.
Oh.
Like it was just me, Maria, and Jessica, the tech person. And
so that's the only audience, the only people that you're playing
and
to?
And TJ Mark Walter, who stayed muted. But
he muted himself.
Yeah.
Oh no.
But texted me to say that he liked the possible name of my album. And
so neither you guys are both you're both doing your act to no audience,
just except, each other.
Oh my God. Mm. No. Why not have like 5 people in the Zoom thing with you guys?
Right. Because the thing about Rush Tickets is that it was $15 to get into the to watch the stream. The live stream was, and then there was a real-time chat, which was great, that accepted tips. which
oh shit,
and they were suggested tips were $10.
Oh my
so
god!
I don't know.
Can you tell me?
I don't know. I don't know a who the tips were going to.
Oh. Okay.
Or how much money they came up with.
Okay.
I wow. do know That's that exciting. She sold over 2,000 tickets.
Oh my fucking god!
And oh it was it maxed out at 5,000, so it must have been. It must have been in webinar mode.
So that's $20,000 plus five. Wait, I can't even. I can't handle that amount of money. It's
$25,000.
Oh, my God.
But 25. Remember, Titus sold 5,200 at $10 a pop.
And so how much?
And I don't think he had any fees, and I didn't think he had to pay his agent. And
wow.
But I think Fortune Feimster just did the next Titus one. You know how Titus has that, I told you about him having
is
that
Is it like
studio?
Titus Presents or something?
Kind of, because it's just attached to his house. He's got a studio.
Oh my God.
Remember I was telling you about how he was going to disinfect it and just you had to bring people who had quarantined themselves to come see the show and then he was going to live stream it. Remember that? It was
that
a couple
sounded
episodes ago.
Improbable, but it's working?
I guess it's working. He's done. I know that he was going to do Brad Williams, and then he did do Josh Blue, and now he's done Fortune.
So now it's comedians are opening up their own comedy clubs in their homes. That's what's happening now.
That's what is. That's what that room is that you live in. That's what your tiny house has become. Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, so like California today, things were closed down again. Bars,
yeah, we're still in the first wave, dummies.
You could argue that had we not reopened a little bit, my mom would still be alive, right?
Right. You know? Or they had shut it down harder.
Mm-hmm. Or she would be dead at my hand instead of... the pandemics.
Right. Well, I don't think that Memorial Day was people being open. I think that was just people going outside without any sort of sense of, you know, but then about 3 weeks ago, they did open like patio.
3 weeks ago is Memorial Day.
Okay, that's right. So then it was after Memorial Day, though, that they opened up sort of sidewalk cafes. Somebody told me they went to lunch at a sidewalk cafe, and I was like, did you get your food to go? Because the last time I went out to eat was I met Carmen Morales at the Magnolia Grill and we parked next to each other. And we both got to go and we ate breakfast burritos.
Awful.
It was delightful. And previously I went to Bob's Big Boy, which has car hop service.
Mm.
And that's just you're parked next to each other and they just bring you a tray like it's 1957.
Well, I haven't been doing anything like that, but,
no, but those are the only, and that's in the last 4 months, but I will say, okay, so we did this, I only did 10 minutes in front of Maria.
Okay, let's go back to this. Yes.
Yeah. Let's get back to this. And then she did an hour and I was the only audience member. And luckily I hadn't seen her hour in about 3 weeks. So a lot of new lines.
Wow.
I was able to laugh again at jokes, premises I had heard before. First of all, because they're hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, when you watch someone do another set that you're like, no, this is a great one. And then she has a new closer, which was awesome. And, she's got the new opener and the new closer. Or the opener, I think, used to be you know how it goes. Whatever.
Yeah.
So...
switch it around.
Yeah, mix it up. See what closes. Mm-hmm. And so she's working it, and she only forgot one joke. But she did an hour, and then we sat around for an hour taking questions from the chat room, generating more tips. Except for the chat room had 2,000 people in it, and it went by too fast. And I'm trying to – I was doing the sort of the tech part of that. They didn't – I wish Rush Tickets had sort of – had somebody, instead of just encouraging tips, writing down what the fucking questions were. That would have been great. And so I literally just changed the name on my Zoom to my email address. And I was like, why don't you just email your questions for Maria? And then 200 emails later, I got a lot of the same questions. You know,
you should just go, why don't you Venmo me your questions for Maria? Just put it in the comments of the Venmo.
Everybody send me a dime. Everybody send me a dime. It's the lowest amount you can send, I think. Because a friend of mine sends people dimes just to say that she's thinking about them. And she likes
to send that's nobody's them. Friend. That's nobody's friend. A dime? Really?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Kyle agrees. No,
I don't like that one bit.
I don't even like a dollar.
That's a serial insulting. Killer move.
Know that I want your dimes and I want your dimes. You people. Uh-oh. So anyway, but it was really, I mean, in the end, kind of the chat thing was more fun. The stand-up was great. I got to do some bits and I got to work on, you know.
How long did you do?
I did 10 minutes.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. And she still paid me that.
What the
Which
fuck?
Was bananas. And
amazing.
Because Maria Bamp, I mean, she's like, share the wealth. We don't know how long it'll last.
Sure.
That is, if that's a slogan, it's Maria Bamford's slogan. And so other than that, I have three projects going right now. I need to split my set list into two different set lists, one for the squeaky set, so I can work on a squeaky set so that it's squeaky clean.
Why?
And then,
why do you need a squeaky clean set at this point in humanity?
Because I wanted to play on Laughs USA on Sirius XM.
Oh, sure. Okay.
1 million times.
Okay.
And then I also remember months ago when I told you that somebody else was claiming some of my stuff on SoundExchange? So I went and I sort of challenged it. And then I asked my label if they would talk to the distributor. And months go by, and then I called SoundExchange, and they're like, well, you know, the distributor's email is right in the dispute. And so I emailed them, and moments later, they were like, oh, that's right, that's yours. Released. Oh,
nice.
So this month, I'm not saying I don't want your dimes and dollars. I'm saying I got a big back pay.
Oh, let me show me.
Show
let
you
me
that.
See.
Right
yeah,
down
I want
that.
To see your back pay. Give it to me right now. What the fuck? Oh, my God. Jackie!
Yeah. Uh-huh. You still need the dimes.
I want the dimes and dollars.
You don't deserve the dimes or dollars. How dare you? How dare you claim you need dimes when you're getting that back money from Sound Exchange?
It's a one-time back money. So it turns out every month I have bills. It's a recurring thing. It's like congenital hunger.
How many comics have that money sitting there and they don't know it because they don't even know someone's taking their shit?
Do some damn research. It is, I'm not going to lie to you, a pain in the ass. But it is, I mean, there's these projects that I've given myself. You know, some people are doing sit-ups. I've decided to gain 15 pounds. But I'm also checking the online. Like, I'm trying to do lateral. I'm going to play a video game on Twitch. So now I have to learn how to use our PS4. So, but Beth Stelling and Ron Funches did it. And what it is you play this game. It's a battle royale game. Your son plays it, right?
Yes, Apex Legends.
Apex right? Legends. And
yes.
So I have, I've trained, I've gone to the firing range, and now I'm terrified to drop myself into this thing so that an 11-year-old can murder me.
Jackie, my son has volunteered to play as you, and he will be happy to murder that 11-year-old for you. He will duck under the screen. You can move your thumbs like this on a Phantom PS4, and he'll get the job done sitting beneath you. You can put your legs on his pelt and enjoy your earnings.
But I have this to say, but I want to learn how to play. Plus, they're paying me enough money that I should learn. And I haven't played, you know, the video games that I play, and I don't play that much, 4 or 6 hours a day. It's not that much. But if I played the PS4 for 4 to 6 hours a day, I would learn how to use the controller right And it looks like a really cool game. So so I'm working on that. I'm working on the two different set lists. And then I've almost finished the first story in a comic book that I'm writing. And so I'm pretty happy about, I'm happy, but I've hit a wall with, you know, sort of all of them where I'm like, well, this is the part where you have to push through to actually finish. You're like, oh, I'm almost done. I guess I'm going to go lie down. You ever do that where you're almost done?
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I'm in a weird space, but I do notice that I have less tension in my back, which, so I don't know what's next. I know what is actually next this week is I'm cutting, or I'm going to have my son cut together a video of my mom. And, and then we're going to have the funeral on Sunday night on Zoom. And, so that's sort of going to take up my week, just putting it together and finding it and then writing something about her to maybe, you know, put on legacy.com or whatever. So I don't know. It's just so weird to just be like, and then, there you go. I guess I'm done with my mom and, full steam ahead. Life goes on.
There was a guy
weird.
It's I mean, you can be both sad and have a little bit more serenity in your life because someone isn't yelling for popsicles at you. And, actually that's the part you miss. I think it's the Trump stuff. I saw that you put the dog's poop on some of her mail. I assume it's the dog's poop.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Yeah, every person that came in my mentions and was like, you got to get that checked, was a guy. Like, I think you know that's dog shit, Demi. it's an election year, so there's like horrible mail every single day.
Every day.
I have noticed that all of her right-wing books don't look like they were read. Like, she may have bought them and not opened them. And all of her romance novels are, the spines are barely kept together.
She's doing some rereads.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there was no way to, whatever we were, it was going to keep going like that. Right.
Right.
We were just, and the last 3 months were hard because it was quarantine. So I was never leaving the house. And, I couldn't go to the garage. And so we were always in each other's space. So we had some pretty nasty fights that I feel terrible about, you know, had I known this is the last 3 months of her life. Cause she felt like this, she's just going to be alive till she's 100 just to vex me. You know, that's what I thought. And, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. There's things you regret doing, when Nancy died, when my stepmom died, I had lunch with her 2 weeks before she died. I felt pretty lucky. Andy and I decided to take her and her boyfriend out for lunch. And
her boyfriend, it wasn't your dad?
Oh, no, they had been divorced for some time. My father got married at Nancy when he found out that she was dating Bob. And because...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and... Because, you know, my dad had this, he'd been having affairs. And Nancy told me that they were out to dinner one night. And this is a true story, but I think I did it as a bit on something. And he was out to dinner with Nancy, my dad, and my stepmother, Nancy's brother, Greg, were out to dinner. And it came up that he had been having an affair for 9 years. And my father said, not 9 years in a row. And you're like, wow, you're a dick, but that is funny.
He had a point.
Right. So once Nancy was sort of done with him, he was still living in the house. They were living like, and those last years before both of their moms lived with them. Both of my grandmothers lived downstairs and they lived upstairs.
Oh my God.
It was like the worst episode of the Golden Girls, right?
Oh, that's so much pressure. And the grandmother shared an apartment?
No, they just my childhood home.
Okay.
In my childhood home.
So they had their own bedrooms downstairs.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
and one of them was the Armenian grandma that survived the purge.
Mm-hmm.
The purge.
The genocide. Yes.
And the other one was my granny puts. Granny puts her things away when I was a child. Anyway, a lot of catchy. She was Italian Polish. Nancy was Italian Polish. So I don't know what puts. I think the putzes were Polish.
German. Right.
They were the Polish side. And then Nancy's mom was, I believe, of Italian ancestry.
Okay.
So whatever, but I know that like there, I still have a bad memory of Nancy just driving me nuts right one night,
mm-hmm.
and me just like getting in her face, and I can't fix that. I can't fix that memory.
Yeah.
I can't unsay the things I said or did,
mm-hmm.
and all I can do is kind of still be guilty about it, and then try not to. Treat anybody else like I treated her.
Super. I feel like my son, so he's 13, which is the age where you just start thinking everyone's annoying anyway. So he, you know, he turned on my mom pretty quick at 13. And she said, he's getting this from you. And I'm like, oh, she's kind of right. But my son and I are both right because you're fucking annoying. So I don't know who to.
When I ran into him on the street, I said, I'm sorry about your grandmother. And he threw his hands in the air and goes, yeah?
What?
Oh my God.
I think he lasted as long as he could last. I mean, you have to remember that in some ways, he is, even though he is a 6'2" man, he's a child.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, 13 and 14, that is not the most sensitive time for any child.
My only consolation is my sister's kids were kind of the same way. I'm like, oh, good. It's an age thing.
If it is any consolation, all children are assholes. It's true, though, but I will say this. But speaking of which, I am in the garage room, right? This tiny
Love it.
Yeah, Andy put up, he put the stuff on the walls, which is
so cool. Kind of replicated the background. That's nice.
Right, from the because he's going to buy another Hot Wheel case for the guest room in the house.
Oh, good. You know, I bet your guests are always craving another Hot Wheel case.
You were worried that there wasn't going to be room for just stacks of Hot Wheels to be boxed.
You guys are about to open the worst Airbnb ever. Let me just tell you right off the bat.
But I did move some of my books into this year bookshelf, which is kind of,
cool.
I'm trying to get things out of the house, possibly into this room to make the echo less and to empty our tiny house and put it in this tiny room. So, but I am essentially right up against the alley.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Before quarantine, children spent a lot of time in homes because their parents were not around all the time. Mm-hmm. Now their parents are around all the time. These children are playing outside and they're in my alley and they're doing things that I did when I was a child in alleys, which is screaming and yelling and chasing people and throwing balls against walls. And I was like, oh, the joy of childhood. It's loud. It's super loud.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Let's take a break.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a good call. Yeah. Max Fun break, you guys.
I started listening to Oh No, Ross and Carrie shortly after I broke my arm, and the doctor had told me I'd never walk again.
I couldn't get my book started.
I was lost, honestly.
I knew it was time to make a change.
There's something about Oh No, Ross and Carrie that you just can't get anywhere else.
They're thought leaders, discoverers, founders.
I'd call them heroes.
Ross and Carrie don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal. They take part themselves.
They show up so you don't have to.
But you might find that you want to.
My arm is better. I can walk again.
I wrote an entire book this weekend. It's terrible, but I did it.
Just go to MaximumFun.org.
Thank you, Ross and Carrie.
Oh No, Ross and Carrie is just a podcast. It doesn't do anything. It's just sounds you listen to in your ears. All these people are made up. Goodbye.
And how about a comic of the week?
Oh, our comic of the week is Ashley Ray. Mm-hmm. Very funny. And she's also really funny on Twitter. I watched her stand up. I watched a set from the ripped bodice. It was really
so
great.
Did I. So, yeah. You see my hat that the ripped bodice sent me?
Hell yeah.
Oh, a trollop hat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I got a hat that says trollop.
Mine is still in the mail. I'll look for it.
Did you order any books? Did you decide to support them in their quarantine time?
No. Oh,
your no. Mom would have. She would have enjoyed a romance.
Oh, my
novel.
God. If they have a used section, she could
they
fill
do.
It up.
The entire second floor is all used.
Holy shit.
You should go drop them off. They don't do a lend lease thing, though. You just drop them off and go, throw these out for me. And then they don't sell them for like $2.
Can it be the Joanne Kilmartin Memorial used book room? I would pay for that.
Little plaque?
Yeah.
Yeah. She would like that.
So anyway, Ashley Ray, very funny. I think she's from Chicago.
Ashley Ray.
Yeah, she's the Ashley Ray on Twitter, and it's ASHLEYRAY. But really funny set.
Really funny set. I love that bit about her grandfather cheating.
Oh my God.
Hilarious. Her grandfather having a second family.
Yes. Don't say anything else.
Yeah. I won't. Don't really give a spoiler alert. And, yeah.
And she's very funny on Twitter. Very savage. Just mean. I love it.
Oh, that. Awesome. So check her out, the Ashley Ray.
Yeah.
And this week's Dork Forest is with, this week and next week, two flappers, Barbara Holiday and Josh Schneider.
They sent me a giant care package that was really cool. Yeah.
That's very sweet.
Yes. A lot of items that told me I am not clean enough. A lot of soaps and scrubs. I'm like, am I just leaking skin all over your green room? And this is how you're telling me? Exfoliating? A lot of messages in that care package. But
loofahs, flappers. Loofahs.
I'll take it. I you know what? Maybe I need to loofah a little bit more.
Well, I wish, you know, I dropped that chocolate off that one night and you thought it was for me. But it was actually from someone else who did not put a card.
The card said condolences. It's very mysterious.
Right. And not signed.
The best chocolate. It's hard to eat. It's so rich that I can't eat more than like half a piece at a time. Jackie, don't make that face. You would be the same way. It's very rich. It's very rich.
Is it so rich? Have you... Are you off sugar and peanuts are too rich for you now? Anyway,
wow. What? You know what? Just I don't know what's going to set you off.
Weird flex.
I know. What a nasty person you are. You've been holding a grudge about a riff you didn't do. And now you're angry because I can't power down the rich chocolate.
Well, what I like is that I seem to have gotten a card that was very nice. That was from someone named H. H, really, from New Jersey.
Wait.
Oh, Holly. Okay. Aw.
Is that the card? So Andy found the card, right?
Andy found the card.
Okay.
So I dropped off all the cards, what I thought were all the cards, but one of them was for me.
Wait, let me just, so I open up a card. And I'm like, oh, this is nice. And there's a $50 bill on the card. And I was like, oh my gosh, how sweet. You know, I'll get my own flowers, I guess they're telling me, right? I read the card, dear Jackie, thank you for being such a friend to Lori. So apparently I'm so difficult to be friends with that strangers are paying you to keep it up.
This is a lateral income stream. So
whatever it takes.
Well, I think, I mean, people have actually, it's so sweet. I mean, the cards are so sweet. And you got amazing. Like 20 of them.
A ton of cards from you. First of all, I was like, I was very disturbed that so many people had your home address. I'm like, why do people know where you live? That's awful.
I posted it in the Patreon.
You posted it in the Patreon, and then
before
you saw many cards that were so nice and so touching, and I read all of them, and people promised to throw coffee on maskless people. people are eating baby carrots and vodka in a tribute to my mom, and just really nice stuff and telling me not to feel guilty, and really kind stuff. And a lot of people who had already been through it with a parent had been through the hospice thing, so they knew.
Oh, right.
I was reminding them of all the moments, I guess, when I was doing it. So that was nice. Right. Very, very sweet.
Podcast fans are the best.
Mm-hmm.
And Barbara at Flappers is this week's Dork Forest. Mm-hmm. And she talked about escape rooms. And you know what? Your son might enjoy this. You guys could do this, and you could do it with your sister and her kids.
Because
there's virtual escape rooms. No. You're just like, no, don't make me learn how to do a thing.
I pitched. Conan did a remote with an escape room that I pitched, and it turned out to be a fun remote, but mm-hmm. just watching, he and Jordan Schlansky had to figure out how to get out, and mm-hmm. working together, I was like, I would never want to do this. This isn't fun to me, and I don't understand people who would put themselves through this.
Well, it's, you know, it's weird. I don't think Andy actually likes them. He likes making them.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't like, because it is a team activity. Barbara was talking about how she goes in with her four best friends every Sunday. They went.
This
She's
is something,
over 200 of them.
I would say this is something that improv people do and not stand-ups. Because
so brutal. Cruel.
We're solo cruel. Artists. We don't work with people. I don't want to fucking work with somebody to figure out how to get out of a place I paid to get into.
Well, what I did like was that, because the thing about with Barbara was that she's in charge of locks. Like they walk in the room and then it's all solo activity. Like her and her four friends. So the five of them, you know, one of them's good at puzzles, one of them good at locks, another one's good at whatever. So that's what she did. And then Josh Schneider, the booker
mm-hmm.
for Flappers,
mm-hmm.
is the following. Also a comic, very funny. And he is doing, his dorkdom was movie soundtracks that he sang. Dun, 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 whatever.
Jackie, no.
No?
No.
Well, it's not my dorkdom, but I was going to tell you that.
I don't think I've liked anyone's dorkdom that you've told me about. They all sound like, what the fuck are you doing?
How about Robert Jenkins? This week was guns. He showed me his AR-15 and his 9mm.
No.
And weirdly enough, we shot it. He was sitting in his basement. Mm-hmm. So he was a man.
Of course he was.
In a dark basement
right.
with guns. But he's such a safety nut that it was a fascinating episode, actually. I would not have done guns with anyone else but Robert Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
Because Robert Jenkins is a lawyer. He's a great comic, but he's a mm-hmm. lawyer. And he is a safety nut about guns. And, I'm the kind of person who shouldn't ever have a gun or any kind of weapon.
You don't have to go into gun statistics. They're more likely to be used against you and in a suicide in your home. You know,
yes.
Just, yeah.
Yes.
If you want to kill yourself in my home, you'll have to eat my dinner.
my garden's bursting with vegetables you don't want.
Squash, why are you growing the most useless vegetables? No one eats squash.
They're delicious.
Why don't you grow watermelons or apples like I like?
I have a watermelon plant, actually, and I have two potato plants. Mm-hmm. To clean your Irish heart and to throw and eggplant and yellow squash and spaghetti squash and zucchini, and then I've got tomatoes. Some of those tomatoes are ready. One of them's almost ready to pick. Strawberries, we've had two strawberries already.
Okay.
Then I don't know, oranges and lemons and whatever. Oh my.
You're such a homebody. How are we gonna become road comics again while we're growing? Where we have gardens and dogs now.
Right. Did you see the Houston thing? Did I send you that the Joe Rogan sold out shows while they blow up and they're out of ICU?
Yeah, that's very. That's so terrifying. I mean,
it's Sunday right now. So last night, I guess they had two sold out shows
and Friday as well. So sold out means did they sell every seat or were they putting seats between people that were empty? Or does anyone know?
I don't know.
Even still, to be in a closed room right now.
And the improv seat 450 to 600 now.
Oh, God, that's so fucking
that means
dangerous.
That there's 225 to 300 people next to it and anywhere in a room that's closed.
Right. So what are the infection rates right now? Are they, if they're like 5%, then
it was like
you might
five
have
points,
like six
yeah.
people have COVID in that room. Right.
Right.
That, and you're performing. I mean, it's a huge risk to him and the other comics, cause they're totally maskless when they're on stage. And then I don't know if the audience is masked. It sounds like they wouldn't be because they're fucking Rogan fans and they're not pussies.
It's so funny. I was talking to my brother Russ, who's going to be teaching in the fall, and in class, I don't know, at the University of Whitewater, and he teaches like Econ 101, which has to have 250, 300 kids in it, and those big lecture halls. And he was talking about how he will, of course, be wearing a mask because he's like, what am I, looking for a date? I'm married. What do I care? And
that's an odd reason to wear a mask. But okay, yeah.
I'll take
whatever gets a middle-aged man in a mask is good.
Exactly.
I guess they don't like it.
Yeah. So I'll take whatever your rationalization is.
But
my dad.
Oh, go ahead.
Go.
Yeah, I'm grieving Jackie.
Exactly. I want to hear. We're only 40 minutes. We could both tell stories.
I'm going to say something you are going to claim to have thought of 30 seconds ago and didn't say. So go ahead. Well, what other genius riffs am I going to have that you're going to say you thought of but sat on? Well, let's see.
Yeah, Jed, why don't you caption this?
So here's the thing. Like, I can't believe the city of Houston allowed the shows to go on because they sent out red alerts to people like a tornado alert, basically stay in your homes. There's COVID out there. Like those fucking Texas alerts are scary. It makes it feel like there's clouds of COVID right outside your house. Right.
Right.
And, and I guess it was still voluntary. I that just shocks me, you know, not to be negative, and I want the improvs to stay in business, and I want everything to stay in business, but that's fucking dangerous, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a mess, man. There doesn't seem to be a lot of... Did you see the woman in Trader Joe's in North Hollywood? That's right by... That's kind of right up from your place.
North Hollywood, yeah.
Because there's a new Trader Joe's on Laurel Canyon and I think Oxnard. Anyway, but there was a woman who went in, stood 30 minutes to get in line, wore a mask, walked in, took off her mask, and then did not fill her basket, got in people's faces until somebody told her to put her mask up, and it was a guy, and then started screaming QAnon crap. And then the manager came over very sane, supposedly, and was just like, ma'am, you're going to have to leave. And she's like, I have to leave. This guy told me to put on a mask, and now I have to leave?
Yes.
And you're like, yeah. And then she said that we were all sheep and Democratic Party pigs.
Yeah. Comics, here's the thing. Every store should hire a comic / bouncer to yell at people. Everyone's unemployed. We all need money. I would love to yell at people. I am excited. Did I tell you about when I went into a pet store? Did I tell you that last week?
I think so. Yeah.
That
you were just yelling that your mom had just passed.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I hit her with every single fucking bullet in my, you know, in my,
you get it. What was the response?
Chambers? She yelled back. She's like, I'm on the phone with my daughter and
she was having a rough conversation with her daughter. It wasn't like that lady in Trader Joe's.
Oh, right.
I did feel a little guilty, like I was jumping in on an emotional situation. But we have two employees at the pet store. It's a very tiny place. And this lady is shouting, and it doesn't matter what your conditions are. It doesn't matter what you're upset about. Cover your fucking mouth because there's other people around you. And Amen. It doesn't matter what your excuse is, why you have it pulled down. If you are yelling at your daughter and whatever, I don't care. You're endangering people.
All right. So. Let's unpack it. Let's set up sort of like the lifeguard towers in stores.
Yes.
Bullhorns and comics just yelling, aisle 7, you looking at the shampoo, pull up your fucking mask.
Comic, that's crowd work. We fucking love to identify people by their shitty shirts, right? Hey, you in the fucking Hawaiian shirt and the black socks. Nice outfit, asshole. Pull up your fucking mask.
Hey, pink polo. Pink polo. Pink polo and yellow Crocs. Get it together. You're too close to that lady.
God damn. And then they could yell at us and we can yell back at them. And it feels so good.
There are comics who are living for those gigs.
I know. I'm one of them. I miss yelling at people in the audience. I miss telling people to shut the fuck up. And I miss having them removed. I mean, that's part of stand-up to me.
We could also make it interactive where you could sit in a dunking tower and then they would have to buy 3 balls and throw balls at you and then...
No, you just ruined my great idea. That was your idea. You ruined it. One pitch too far, Jackie.
Oh, I'm still riffing. That's all it was. I can take that that was not something you're interested in. Have you ever sat on one of those dunking towers?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm.
Is
that someone's dorkdom that they love to sit on dunking towers?
Probably. I sat on one at the, I worked the church picnic and you could sit on the dunking tower until you got knocked in because they wanted someone dry. And some people were really good with their aim.
You know, here's the thing.
That story, it's a good one. So, whew.
My mom, she was raised Catholic. She stopped going to Mass in like the 70s, and her excuse was that it wasn't in Latin anymore. I'm like, honey, you don't speak Latin, so but she didn't like the English Mass or the folk singers. I don't know if this happened in Wisconsin, but in California, they started bringing in like long-haired hippie acoustic guitar folk singers into Mass, and my mom was like, I'm not having this. So she stopped going, and I didn't have any like instructions for her on what she, like any hymns or any, you know, she wouldn't know what a Bible verse was anymore. So I'm just sort of, you know, making it up as I go along here about
what she might like. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's more like what we like, right? She's not here. We're just trying to celebrate her.
Yes, that's it, so exactly.
I think I'm going to set the video to the Gaga Joanne song, and then we'll all just sort of, you know, chime in with memories, I guess.
You just find some good ones. That's all. Mm-hmm. Make sure the stories are funny. And my brother Russ told my dad that when he dies, he doesn't, because my dad wanted to be buried in the VA. Lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister said, I'm not going to three funeral, three cemeteries, Dad. If you want to be visited, you got to be planted next to Mom.
Yeah.
And then Russ was like, my dad had some request, and Russ goes, that's not what we're doing. Yeah, we're going to have a nice, it's going to be a nice Madoc at the church, and then which is just lunch.
What's Madoc? That's lunch?
Yeah, it's okay. Armenian lunch. Okay. And then we're all just going to tell stories about you. Some of them won't be flattering. How about that, Dad? And,
did you tell him about my mom to scare the shit out of him?
I did. I did tell him to try to scare the shit out of him.
Yeah.
I think he was feeling guilty that I was ordering Instacart of his groceries.
Mm-hmm.
So he has started making the old ladies in his building, when they go out for groceries, to pick up his groceries.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, whatever.
That's good.
Saves me $30. I win.
Sure.
I guess. What about just ridiculous. Anyway, do you got any sets this week? Let's talk about comedy.
Yeah.
What if we took a break?
Oh, we could take a break.
Hey, I'm Janet Varney, host of the JV Club podcast. Ah, high school. Was it a time of adventure, romance, and discovery?
Class of 95, we did it!
Or a time of angst, disappointment, and confusion?
We're all tied together by 4 years of trauma at this place, but enjoy adulthood, I guess.
The truth is, it was both. So join me on the JV Club podcast, where I invite some great friends like Kristen Bell, Angela Kinsey, Oscar Nunez, Neil Patrick Harris, and Keegan-Michael Key to talk about high school, the good, the bad, and everything in between.
My teenage mood swings are getting harder to manage.
The JV Club. Find it on Maximum Fun.
All right, we're back. Yeah, what kind of sets are you looking at?
You know what? I have been disorganized in the past week. So yeah. I do have sets, but I don't have them. I have them starred in my Gmail. And that's
okay.
I'm opening for Todd Barry pretty soon.
Cause he's doing that virtual crowd work thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 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 So I'm going to do a set on that, show.
That's awesome.
And then I don't know, I'll take whatever.
I don't have anything. I got nothing. Very sad.
Sam Varela who does the quarantine thing? Yeah, it's Monday through Friday, so she's always taking people. So
I think she pinged me about doing a Tuesday, and my Tuesday is always concocted.
Well, Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. I mean, I don't have to list the days of the week to you, do I?
Yeah, you do. Okay. What's the one in between? Anyway,
and then there's Monday.
And I was trying to book the July 27th for Flappers, the next
Jackie. Right. Oh, us. We're doing the Jackie and Lori show. That's right. We're going to do another Jackie and Lori Presents. We're going to have 4 to 6 comics of the week, maybe?
Well, Kilgariff can't do it. I've pinged Parna.
Okay.
We'll see.
We'll go through our list. That'd be great.
Yeah, the comic of the week list. What happened to
2020? I don't know. It got lost. So all the way we're up to 2019, and I filled out all of 2020 like through mid-May, and it disappeared. I don't know what happened. There was like some sort of notification about a WordPress update. I'll look into it. It's on my long list of things to do that I will get to, I promise.
Sure.
One thing I fucking hate investigating website problems.
Right.
It always takes so long and whatever.
Yeah. I wish we had like 3 of those posters. Like the one was made the first year of the comics with the names alphabetized on first name with that nice color scheme. That'd be, cause then everyone could just look up names like all the Abigails. And you see that Rontowski left, Twitter for a second.
Why?
Because her name is Karen and she's getting a shit ton.
She can't take it. Oh my god.
Yeah, she's just getting too much guff.
Nightmare. And
but to her tweet was hilarious. She said, "I'm thinking of changing my name. There aren't any bad Jezebels."
I know, that's such a dream.
Karen Rontowski, you guys, check it out. She's
how
on
about
Instagram.
It, Ivanka. There's not many Ivankas.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So there's so many great comics, though. I might just do. So what I want to do this week is I might want to do 2 hours, one just the clean set and one the not clean set, because I don't think the clean set is clean enough. So I think I have to work on really squeaking it up.
Wait, are those 2 separate hours of material?
Yeah.
That you've written in the last 6 months?
4 years.
Oh, okay. When's the last time you released an album?
It will be 4 years in March.
It feels longer. Okay.
It feels like 1,000 years ago that Hero came out, but that's because it came out 6 weeks. Well, I recorded it 6 weeks after the election.
Mm, right.
So, I'm going to record the next one. Crowds willing, in either December or January.
Well, okay. Would you record it on Zoom if crowds weren't willing, if it's not an option?
No. I might as well do it alone and then just cry as I say, you guys, well, you didn't tell
me. That could be a third hour.
you could do the Chris Titus model where you could just have audience members that had promised to quarantine. It's so much to ask of people to see a comedy show that they quarantined for two weeks.
Right.
You know? Oh my God. What world are, like, I'm just trying to think of, like, how are clubs going to stay in business if they're only allowed to sell a third of the amount of seats?
Erica Rhodes did Acme.
And how was it?
I don't know. I just saw the Acme ads because what they're doing is they're seating some people.
Yeah, so is that working?
Like 30 people, and then because they're running it like a studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a studio audience, and then they're projecting it onto Zoom as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how the numbers are looking, but I think that, you know, with everything, if it isn't amazing, like if the numbers aren't amazing, the thing about Louis Lee is that he's like, no, we're building. That's what we're doing. We're building, we're building a thing here. And it's a really good idea.
Oh, it's a great idea. I mean,
what do you, I'd suggested this to Maria the other day. She said that she was worried that because there were so many tickets sold, that her laptop was going to fail, or so she also had her phone up and her I think desktop with her webcam.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, rush tickets should like change the perspective. They should push.
Oh, yeah, they should have somebody working that. Yeah.
Doing switch, right?
Do you
look at Kyle's face?
That's so clever. That's so smart.
Right?
I think so. Do you think like all the stuff that's coming out about women and being harassed and stuff in comedy, I was thinking, I feel like when we started, it was bad, but it got worse. And maybe it got worse because comedy got more popular and there were tons of little tiny places doing stand-up and it was attracting a lot of shitty guys.
There's, you know, yeah, there's because, more people.
Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff I was reading, I'm like, it was never this bad for me. And maybe when we started, I started in like a really great scene in San Francisco. So it was, I almost feel like the presence of gay performers changes the dynamic of how like straight men behave in a way. I wonder if that's what made San Francisco a better scene, but also there weren't that many places to perform. So we all sort of knew each other and it feels like the stories I'm hearing from like Eliza Skinner and the younger comics that came up after us, are things where comedy got so popular, just attracted a lot more worse people, a lot more people. And so the higher, we have more percentage of.
There might not have been enough women to harass, but I bet you if you asked like the staff from the 70s and 80s, like, because there were a lot more.
70. I wasn't doing stand up. But I mean, like.
Me neither. But I mean,
the 80s or early, late 80s, early 90s. It wasn't horrible.
But there were always waitresses. There were always cocktail waitresses, and there were always people who were getting attacked and raped and horrible comments, and you know. And then more women started doing stand-up comedy, and so some of that energy, that creep energy, could come to the actual comics. What do you think of that theory? Maybe? No?
I don't know. I know female servers are constantly harassed by male comics on stage when they're handing drinks, right? It's always like, please tip her. She's expecting my baby. Like that, the fucking hackiest shit, but you know, and you just, all right, here's the drink and you just try to get through it. But
that smile,
in addition to that being hacky, it's just like, let her fucking do her job, please. You know, this is why they can pay you. It's because this person's drinking and this woman is giving you.
Right, and you're a hack and you're going for the lowest possible common denominator.
Right, so, right, exactly. So,
but, you know, the staff harasses each other, too, if you think about it, you know?
Sure.
And I think I was in Peoria and the bartender said to the waitress, oh, you dropped something. I'm going to have to get under your skirt to see where it is. And the bartender said that to the waitress, and I said to the bartender, what the fuck just happened? I was over here just trying to get a Diet Coke with some cranberry juice. And the waitress looked at me, and she goes, right? That was weird, right? And I said, yeah, it was more than weird. It was super weird. It was fucked up. And I guess, you know, that guy, Peoria is right next to the Gentleman's Club. Mm-hmm. Have you been to the Peoria Jukebox?
I haven't. But I want to work it, especially now.
It's across the street from Stock Car Racing, and you can hear it Saturday second show.
For sure. The shittier the gig, the more I want to do it.
Kind of place.
Live it up.
The more obstacles, the more I want to be there.
He is the club owner guy. He's actually really, I find him very funny. Mm-hmm. Mostly one of the funniest things he does is he calls people who made reservations and left their phone numbers that aren't there at 8 o'clock to ask them where they are.
That guy should be on the lifeguard stand in a Target.
Exactly. Seriously.
That's the kind of energy we need now.
Yep.
How much time have we done?
I think that might have just been sticking the landing right there. On the callback, close on the callback, right?
Yes.
Done.
Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.